Houston. For the moment of all moments for Port Adelaide, it's online! Port Adelaide have done it again!
Yeah, talk about doing it again. Another heart stopper against the Dockers on the weekend.
Marshall goes long up the line. Siren will sound. There it goes! It wasn't pretty, but boy, what a victory for the Power! Can set up the season.
It was a huge game. Quality opponent. Dan Houston was right in the thick of it. Another terrific game. Dan, good morning to you. Congrats on the win.
Good morning. Yeah, it was a good win. I think last week we came in, we were talking about the 3-2-1 of our midfielders, and this week, if we're talking about the votes, it'd probably be Freo's defense. But we still were able to get the win despite them probably being the better team. And sometimes you've just got to do that in footy.
They've been underrated this year, Freo, haven't they? They've been really, you know, at the level. They've been good.
Yeah, they have been. And they play a very, you know, strong defensive game. And they've got the players to do that. And then in offense, you know, they have the ability to test us. But I thought our defense held up too. And it was sort of that battle of defenses. And then, you know, who could score? It was like a little bit like soccer. You try and, you know, build the ball up and make it a good quality entry to score.
A very tense game to watch. I watched the whole thing.
Did your belief ever waver? And I don't like to dob him in because he's a legend of the Port Adelaide Football Club and a 5AA, but Timmy Ginnivan was on the call. And when Brayshaw kicked the goal late, he said, well, that's the winning goal. Freo, I've got it won. It's done and over. Did you
he threw things as well. He was chucking stuff across the studio.
Did you ever think you might have let it slip?
I did think it was late in the game, a lot later than what it was. So okay. Potentially, but on the scoreboard, I think it said 24 minutes, which usually means there's probably about 3 or 4 minutes left, but there was actually 7. So if I'd known that, definitely I would have been like, nah, no way, we can get a few back here, and which we did. And the boys held strong and the forwards got it done.
How do you guys know exactly how long is left? Is that those cardboard signs they hold up with all those different code things? You see someone having a picture of a chicken and it's got some sort of meaning or a clock or,
you know. We try and keep it pretty basic, so if you see 3, it means 3 minutes. So really break it down. Yeah. So it's really easy.
What's the chicken mean?
But there's nothing. I don't think there's anything shorter than 3. So you've just got to try and guess if that's not.
Does it ever get word of mouth? Does anyone ever come off the bench saying it's 58 seconds, or is that ridiculous?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I reckon if you start rounding that up. So if I got told 58, I'd say there's 1 minute.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you never get those kind of specifics.
Safe with what you're saying. Yeah. Just in case something's not right.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Magnanimous of you to say Freo were the better side. You had more scoring shots than them on the night. But the assessment afterwards was you guys felt like you got away with one.
I felt like we got away with one when we had a look at the statistics that generally win you a game of footy. The contested possession, you know, the metres gained from stoppage, they were all really dominant in that area. And I guess the one that we were dominant is was, you know, we were able to intercept it and then go back at them. So I guess in that sense, you know, it was a different way to win the game, which was good from last week. But I felt like Freo definitely sort of dominated us in a few key areas.
So huge test on the weekend, going over to the Cauldron, the MCG, with that feral home pies crowd.
Well, the reverse fixture last year, they got a hold of you in this one, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, they got a hold of us at the MCG, and then I felt like we got a hold of them a little bit at Adelaide Oval, they were good enough to win the game. So we definitely take a few things from both those games that we definitely can match it with them, but, you know, they are a very forceful team at the MCG.
Particularly too, like, because this season is very much still on the line, isn't it? So that's probably makes it even more alarming. Because you're going to have to be on from the start, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Collingwood have got a lot to play for, and especially coming off the bye, they'll be nice and fresh. So we know we're right up against it when we go there. And, you know, I feel like we're building and we're in some pretty good form. So I think it'll be a really good matchup.
One of the games of the round, there's no doubt about that. We are looking forward to it. We'll have all the call here on 5AA and hopefully another exciting finish. Dan, great to have you in, mate.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.